Okay, thank you. Do you know roughly how long that would take? Do you know roughly how long?
Well, I heard her say, you'll have it next week.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you can issue the, or the first selectman issuing authority can issue the permit at any time.
Okay.
You don't have to wait for the letter.
All right.
You may.
Thank you.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Your name for the record?
Lieutenant Scott Smith with the Newtown Police Department on behalf of Chief David Colburn.
Thank you. I'm sorry, tell me your title again.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant, thank you. A brief statement of your case, Lieutenant?
Sure. This denial is based solely on the appellant being the subject of an emergency committal by the Waterbury Police Department in August of 2018.
Would you like to make a brief statement of your case?
Yeah, I remember that night very clearly. I remember getting admitted to the hospital and being released that same night. I never really did anything to harm myself or anything. I was just a kid being stupid, pardon my language, but yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sir?
All right, no witnesses. I guess just, you guys may have read it already, but 2018, Waterbury Police Department was called to the appellant's residence. In speaking to the officers, he stated that he believed he'd been suffering from depression for several years. Made a comment on scene that I'll kill myself then. Told officers he needed help. They contacted the ambulance and they completed the emergency committal form. Since then, there's no follow-up as far as mental health evaluations or anything further.
No other record?
Right, no criminal record.
Would you like to ask Lieutenant any questions?
No questions. No.
From the board? Hearing none? I'm sorry, did I go too fast?
Well, no, I'm just thinking I'm probably more for the appellant, but I don't see any medical records here. Did the appellant give you any medical records about his time in the hospital, discharge papers, anything?
We don't have anything on file.
Did you ask for it?
It doesn't appear so, based on the communications here.
The board asked for it, that's right. I was wondering if you did too.
So, your case, sir?
Yeah, I remember, like I said, that night very clearly. I was 18. I thought the world was ending. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And then I got admitted to the hospital that night, and I remember leaving that same night. I was only there for a few hours. The next morning, I spoke to an old football coach, and he convinced me to join the military, which I did. And I served 5 years in the United States Navy, honorably discharged. Sorry. After that, I went to college for a little bit. I got out 2023, and now I'm actually currently in the police academy, set to graduate September 17. So I made a big turnaround in my life, and I don't even remember that night anymore, honestly. If I can go back and talk to my 18-year-old self, like, you're stupid. Relax. Your life's going to be fine.
Do you have any questions for the appellant?
Yeah, I guess I don't know where you're currently employed. Did, as a part of the hiring process, did you have to undergo a psychological evaluation?
Did a psych, did a physical, did everything. Everything came up clear.
Okay. Can I don't want to ask. I know privacy is an issue. Can I ask what police department?
No, you can ask whatever you want. I'm going to ask it if you don't.
Yeah. Manchester Police Department.
Manchester.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it Manchester here today?
They were,
yes,
yeah.
They were. Any other questions?
It seems that the family was objecting because you were dating a Hispanic girl.
Yeah.
Did that relationship end, or did you?
Oh, yeah, completely. Okay. I'm Albanian, and they're very strict. Mm-hmm. And being raised here in America, I didn't really understand the rules, and I didn't really want to follow them. And, you know, I thought I was in love and like, oh, I'm a grown man, I can do whatever I want, but obviously it didn't turn out that way. Okay. But right when I left for boot camp, that relationship ended completely.
And regarding your Navy service, did you have any awards or decorations?
Yeah, got the Navy Achievement Medal 3 times, good conduct for all 5 years. I've deployed 3 times, never any incidents, never DRB, no captain's messes. Mm-hmm. I had a clean career.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we usually get the DD-214?
usually, but it wasn't.
We don't.
Yeah, but we don't require it. The town is, but, and we didn't get it from the town, so.
I did submit it with my permit application.
The application shows that he submitted it. Other questions?
With Howard, with the town?
Town has asked questions.
How long are you along in the academy?
I have 9 business days left.
Good for you.
That's far.
Anything else?
What is your graduation date?
September 17th, sir.
You excited?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Colonel Overturf.
This is a denial by Newtown, denials for suitability. Basis of the denial was an incident occurred in August of 2018, in which the appellant, due to a relationship issue with his family regarding the girl he was dated, made some very concerning statements. They did an emergency committal. He was released the same day. Subsequent to that, the appellant entered the Navy, where he served honorably for 5 years. Thank you very much for that. And since his career has ended with the Navy, he has been hired by the Manchester Police Department and is currently in the Police Academy with a graduation date of September 17th.
Any other comments from the board?
The only thing I will say is that Manchester, to become a police officer, that they do a rigorous background check, including a psychological, a polygraph, etc. And if Manchester felt that the appellant is suitable to carry a firearm on duty and become a police officer, that's how I sort of feel on that. That sort of leads my case, plus his 5 years in the Navy.
Yeah, I agree. The military service is impressive enough. But going through the process to be a police officer and the tests you have to go through, including a psychological exam, much like one of the cases we had, it's kind of the same type of exam. Normally, without medical records, I'm very reluctant to get beyond the suicidal attempt, but given all that, it's going to satisfy me.
I feel similarly, yeah. So, Chief Rosensweig, we're voting now.
Yep, for the appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
I vote appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck.